At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their coastal locations. Pacific City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, and now open in Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Tuesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Their Hard Hops presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops Blackberry Hop Infused Hard Seltzer and experience your hops differently. Tough one in Orlando last night, although the uniform matchup was elite. Blazers fell.
I like the all red Blazer road.
I'm a fan of the. I'm a fan of the all reds.
Simple,
man.
You know, to the. Right to the logo. I love that.
The all reds are solid. Orlando's uniforms are elite. And joining us now to talk about that heartbreaking loss is the homie, the man himself, Mike Richmond. At Mike G. Rich on Twitter. Go give him a follow, the host of the Locked On Blazers daily podcast. Bigger takeaway last night, Richmond, was it, hey, look at that. Shaden Sharp, baby Kobe having a nice little game. Or, damn it, they're 0-2 on the road trip.
Oh, certainly Shaden Sharp. Certainly Shaden Sharp. They should have lost. They were down 10 with 2 minutes left. Yeah. They had got into a game they had no business winning, and then they sort of fumbled it away at the end. So for me, even if it had gone the way it should have, probably the final 2 minutes, it's Shaden Sharp. He played really well. They needed him to have a capital G good game, and he finally had a capital G good game.
They're 10 games in. It's only year two. What are we learning about Donovan Clingan? Because you did something on your pod a couple days ago where you quoted a nice, charming Southern woman from Carolina of like, how did you phrase it? Like, you're on my worry list or
Donovan, you're on my worry list.
Yes, he's on my worry list, Richmond. I know he can have good moments of defense, but he gives them virtually no offense, and last night doesn't even register a block. I'm not blaming the game on him. I'm just curious where you're at on Donovan so far in his career.
Yeah, I would say worryless, very powerful phrase. Glad to bring it to the Northwest. Clingan's just lack of development on offense is troubling. I think he's actually been fine on defense. Maybe the numbers aren't as good, but raw numbers, but I think he's been fine. I don't know if the style suits him as well with the pressing and all of those things, and maybe he's been caught out of position a couple of those times. But in general, I think he's still been a good defensive player and an anchor of their good defensive moments. He just doesn't have, like, he needs a freight line or a jet line or runway to jump. He doesn't have any post moves. He's had a lot of Rodmans where you just get the rebound on under the rim and look to pass it back out to someone else. And the problem is that he's not passing out to Michael Jordan or Isaiah Thomas. And so, like, yeah, just the lack of development on offense is a little bit troubling. And I think that kind of just speaks to their whole issues on offense. They don't have a way to play big and score.
He is passing to Baby Kobe, though, so let's be fair. You know, no MJ,
that's
but
true.
Baby
that's
Kobe on the roster helps a little bit. I'm curious from a macro style of, like, how they play and how it's going to hold up for the year. Like, I hear Splitter talk about how they're, you know, you want to be cautious with minutes with guys. We're asking them to cover, you know, the full length of the floor and play intense defense and up-tempo, and we're going to push the pace, and they're worried about minutes. And then I'm looking up at the end of last night's game, and I'm like, Jrue Holiday's relatively old, and I feel like he's playing 36, 37 minutes every night. Denny Avdia, I don't know what his usage rate is. I don't dive into numbers like that, but I imagine it's like number one in the league. That guy does everything for them. And Kamara's playing a ton of minutes. Like, where's the fear of just that, I don't know, running into, like, the wheels are going to fall off. It's like, how long can they maintain this, especially in the spot where they're at right now, where I never thought I'd say this because I mocked the signing when it happened, mainly because Danny Meringue was excited about it. But when they signed Blake Wesley, now I'm like, man, they really miss Blake Wesley. As they are this shorthanded, how long can they maintain this style of play?
Since Sprague came on the podcast this summer and mentioned Blake Wesley like six times in a half hour, and like, you have to stop.
Yeah. So he's a Blake Wesley truther too. I know. I got to work with him every day.
So I guess we were both wrong, Dirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, it does seem like it's a big ask to play at this pace, to play with this level of defense. I will say, early in the season, when the Blazers had a different head coach, I was working on a story about pressing and how Chauncey kind of he was in 2022. They led the league in pressing, but they're terrible at it. So he was kind of ahead of the curve in the style, but not in the execution. And I asked Steve Kerr about it, and Steve Kerr's number one concern was player health. His number one concern was how does your body hold up playing that style? Unprompted, that was the main thing he discussed. So I think it's a real concern. I can't speak to what it would be like with the Blazers, but yeah, like, I think this is a hard way to play, unless you can go 10, 11, 12 deep.
Right.
And now that they have some injuries, they are reluctant or maybe just straight up unable to do that while being competitive.
Denny Avdia, by the way, the 93 percentile of usage rate in the association for you.
I don't really have any frame of reference on that. Like,
he's
what does that
one
mean?
Of the higher used
okay, that's
guys.
Like top of the night.
Usage
okay.
Percentage wise, yeah.
Do you understand the numbers 1 through 100?
Not really, no. I'm an idiot, man. I got no clue what we're doing right now.
Richmond, he's a football guy. Again.
Yeah, dude, I'm a football guy. What are we talking about?
You know, funny note, by the way, Steve Kerr going against his old teammate Michael Jordan on the whole rest versus just play every night because the guy in the 300 section paid a lot of money for those tickets. What would you say, this is a sidebar on the team, what would you do if you walked into a Whole Foods and you just were standing in the checkout line and you looked over and Chauncey Billups was next to you? What would you say to him right now?
Say, why don't you just get your groceries delivered, big guy? Like, why would you come out here? I'd be stunned, man. I don't know. It's like, it's one of those things where I think Billups, over sort of the way the world works and the news cycle and stuff, that he kind of had come out on the other side of people being like, you know what, Chauncey Billups might be an okay coach and an okay dude. And then this happens, like, it's like, wait, is he a weird scammer? Like, what is going on? So I probably wouldn't say much to him, but I'd give him a real heavy side eye. So it would be a shocker.
Look, I don't agree with the way they give the award out, but Denny Avdia is probably winning the most improved award as we're talking 10 games into the young season so far with the season he's having.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm curious if you've had to recalibrate how you view Denny Avdija. I saw, you know, it's Reddit, but I saw a post like, could we build everything around him? I'm like, well, I don't think I'm there. But I don't agree with how they give out the most improved award, but he's probably the front runner right now, even though he had a fine season last year. Where are you at on Denny Avdija? It's been a great year. Have you had to rethink how you view him within the organization?
I probably have. I thought he was good when they traded for him. I was like, you know, saying like, is he going to be the Blazers' best player before he'd ever played a game for him? But I meant that mostly as an insult to the rest of the roster. And then he played so well at the end of last year, and it's like, well, it's hard to know. Like, playing really well in March in the NBA, it's just a weird time of year. He's been better this year. Like, he's just been really, really, really good. I don't know if he'll make the All-Star team, but he's having like All-Star level production. A lot of his like All-Star hopes will hinge on if the team is good. I don't know if he can be a top tier number one option on like a team that wins several playoff series, but he has been better than I thought he was. And I already thought he was pretty good.
We're talking with Mike Richmond, the homie, Locked On Blazers, Daily Blazer Podcast. Give him a follow on Twitter at Mike G. Rich. One listener chiming in saying if they saw Chauncey in line at Whole Foods, they asked him if there's any games that night that they like. Got any tips?
Who's playing? Who's not playing?
Over-under tonight? You got anybody in that lineup? How we feel about that?
You text Ty Lue and let me know what he's planning to do tonight.
Clippers got anybody in lineup? Let me ask. I'm going to go back to where we started, Mike, and that is on Shaden. Like, it's such a big year for him, and it was really nice to see him have a game, kind of take over at times in the second half. He does miss the free throw late, but it's like he was awesome.
Can I pause your question and ask, why is it a big year? He just got paid.
Why? Just and for him, financially, it's not a big year. For the Blazer franchise, it's a big year. He's in his fourth year.
If Shaden is no good, this thing is sunk. Like, it doesn't matter his bank account or anything.
It's a massive year for that.
So the franchise, not the player.
Of course, he's got $90 million. It's never a big year for Shaden Sharpe. He's fine. I'm, as a fan, I want to see some winning basketball for once, and he's a big part of that. So very big year for him in that regard. What have you made of his season? Like, a lot of his three-pointers that he's missing are not shots that I'm like, why are you taking that? But the numbers have been so bad. And then I see games, like even last night, I think he started like 1 of 3 from three, but he was like 8 of 13 from the floor. So that's telling me like, hey, I'm not great at numbers, but 7 out of 10 from inside the three-point arc's not a bad percentage. Maybe we should start moving a little bit closer to the hoop. I'm just curious what you've made of him in his season so far.
Yeah, he hasn't been very good, and they needed him to be better. I think he's improved on defense. He's not like a high-level defender, but I think on most nights he's a neutral defender, and that's probably good enough. But like, his value is going to be scoring, and he just hasn't scored efficiently enough to be comfortable with what he's going to be. He plays shooting guard, and it's right there in the name. Like, it's just right there in the name. He's going to have to be able to shoot to be a high-level player, and that hasn't been there. I think some of it is adjusting to the new style. Some of it is adjusting to how they want to play quick reads and stuff on offense, and maybe it doesn't suit exactly his skill set. But I think he's been hurt a little bit. They've been managing his minutes. So maybe it'll come around, but I do think like the shot selection, when to take threes, when to get inside the arc, when to, you know, what are good shots, what are good shots within the offense, has all been a challenge for him. And like, maybe he's just not a very good shooter. And he can adjust and be a good player without being a good shooter, but he can't be a horrendous one and be a good player.
Yeah, something kind of eye-opening, like about a week ago, Zach Lowe said he did a whole big piece on Shaden Sharpe that he was going to run on ESPN before he got fired. And he said the most eye-opening part of that was Shaden basically telling him, I couldn't shoot. I just started shooting, and I'm like, well, I wish we would have had that information from high school.
Awesome,
going into Kentucky. What do you make of Splitter? What do we like about Tiago Splitter so far? What are we learning about Tiago Splitter so far?
Yeah, I like that he has a very clear vision of how he wants to play. The phrase he uses is the speed will get open shots. Like, he really believes that the way they play on offense can overcome some of their shortcomings, because you can generate quality looks by playing fast. So if you don't have a lot of guys who can dribble, they don't. And if you don't have a lot of guys who can pass at a high level, they don't. You can generate quality looks just by playing with the pace that they want to play and the purpose and force they want to play with. I like that. I like that he has an identity. I like that they pressed so much when he first took over, and they've kind of dialed that back because it wasn't working very well. See the Lakers, first Lakers game, second Lakers game. I like that he seems to be willing to make adjustments and willing to play his style, but not like just hammer a, you know, square peg round hole. I do think some game management stuff, just like new coach, like there's just some times where he just like let timeouts bleed away in the first half. He's given up some use or lose it timeouts in the second half. I think he's been mixing and matching with lineups to kind of see if stuff works, but sometimes he'll stick with like a group that absolutely cannot score a little bit too long. And it's like, both me and you know this group can't score. We don't need 4 minutes of them, right, dude. Like we don't need to find out. We don't really need to find out that much. So yeah, I think some of the just like first time in the big chair stuff is where he struggles. I do think he's a really smart X's and O's guy.
Last one for you, the most important one of the bunch. Are you pro or anti carpet jerseys?
I'm against them. Against them.
Well done.
But here's the thing. I don't know how old you are, Dirt, but I bet we're the same age.
Yeah.
They're not for us.
No, I know.
they're not for us. I mean, like,
why does anybody care about us anymore, Mike? What happened to the upper middle 30s folks and caring about what we care about?
We're millennials. I mean? They're basically told us we're pansy soft, and then they don't care about our money. So
I mean,
we're kind of stuck in a weird generation.
Can we at least get, like, if you're going to do it, go all out and give me a carpet floor so I don't have to watch a red floor with a turquoise jersey?
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't, I tried to get them to do floors. I talked to a lot of the people who work in the sort of that world for the Blazers, and they were like, it's not, we don't, the owners don't care about it, and it's a little bit too much money.
Shocking.
And we're not going to do it. We're
Shocking.
Not going to do it.
Yeah. By the way, could you imagine if they actually put the carpet from the airport on the floor and we watched them play on carpet?
Probably be a pretty good surface.
Like that AstroTurf, you know, thin layered carpet.
Why don't we go put a couple of hoops in the airport terminal and play a game in there, man? We might as well go all out.
Yeah.
He's the homie, Mike G. Rich on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Locked On Blazers is a daily Blazer podcast. Covers the team better than anybody. We love him. Mike Richman, as always, enjoyed the time. Let's do it again soon.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.